with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump admits that his immigration crackdown is hurting farmers and the hospitality industry. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a change of tone, the president acknowledges that immigration raids are having a direct impact on farmers who often hire undocumented workers.
They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that.
And he says changes are coming.
We can't do that to our farmers and leisure, too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
But Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt tells the Salem Radio Network that the administration remains committed to worksite enforcement. Greg Clugston, the White House.
One passenger survived and at least 241 people have been killed in the Air India flight that crashed in Ahmedabad. In an interview, aviation expert John M. Cox says he's certain the issue of what caused the plane to crash will soon be evident.
The parameters on the flight data recorder are in the thousands. So once we get that recorder, they'll be able to know pretty quickly what happened.
A Washington insider says he's optimistic congressional hearings will bring out the truth about a White House cover-up of President Biden's declining health while he was in office. Bob Agnew reports.
The House Oversight Committee holds hearings on Biden's health next week, and Drew Holden with American Compass believes the truth will come out for all to see.
They'll get it. They'll connect the dots.
Several former White House aides will testify, and Holden notes that recent news reports should help the committee in its probe.
Particularly in the last couple of months, we've seen so much evidence come out that surely this was not just something that was overlooked or it was missed.
Drew Holden was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 101 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is heading back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at Royal Victoria Dock on Saturday, June 21st. He will be accompanied by Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith and C.C. Winans. It's all part of Graham's international God Loves You tour, which is taking him to several foreign countries this year. His father, Billy, conducted the first international crusade of his career in London in 1954. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has struck down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. The state high court says in the ruling that the Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. The justices ruled that this right is not affected by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Voters have also enshrined abortion in the Montana Constitution. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted higher following another encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 added 0.4% and is sitting less than 2% below its record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. Treasury yields fell again in the bond market after an update on inflation at the wholesale level came in better than expected, while a report on joblessness was slightly worse than forecast. That raised expectations that the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates later this year may happen. The Dow was up 101 points to close at 42,967. The NASDAQ gained 46 points to 19,662. The S&P 500 added 23 points to 6045. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.